Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
Now, before addressing the next AHEA misstep, we need to look at some more history. By the time that the new millennium was in full swing, there were a fair number of home education providers vying for the home-educated students and the associated cash. The trickery, the manipulation, the falsifications, the buying of parental affiliations with the reimbursement of questionable items, not to mention the unethical advancements and cheating associated with blended programming, caused the education bureaucracy to unleash an inquisition to stop funding abuses that was to last for nearly 10 years. Government clawbacks of funds deemed to have been inappropriately spent became so commonplace that home education providers were forced to seriously take note. Although most providers were included in these raids, Education Unlimited was little affected. This is most certainly not as a consequence of favor, but more as a result of having always been very strict about the proper accounting of taxpayer money. Eventually, a truce with the bureaucracy was reached when it finally provided some guidelines that could be followed. As an aside, it was rather interesting that when these guidelines did come out, they so closely resembled our own that I still believe that it actually was. It had taken us years to develop a reimbursement system that emphasized and taught practical responsibility. It had come to work for all the players, parents, schools, boards, bookkeepers, accountants, auditors, government, and as a consequence, for ourselves as well. It was a system worth emulating. What we were using was sufficient in that it best met all the requirements of good governing and sound accounting practices. Parents were encouraged to demonstrate a certain level of accountability and responsibility as well, which should only be expected when accessing the free government money. All that was required of them was that they be reasonable in their expenditures, provide documentation for all the reimbursable items, and work within a single school year. This was hardly a burden on anyone, and if it was worth learning. Then AHEA determined to fix another problem that did not exist. By convincing the government that parents need provide documentation for only 75% of expenditures, and to extend this irresponsibility over 2 years instead of one, it made funding abuses possible all over again, while violating standard accounting practices. Okay, perhaps it makes sense that a system that tells students they need only master 50% of their objectives to pass would approve of only having to document 75% of expenses in order to fully access all available funds. After all, this is government, known for bad accounting practices. However, did AHEA or the Ministry of Education pass this proposal by bookkeepers, accountants, lawyers, bureaucrats, schools, boards, auditors, and the taxman? Not likely, because what was being proposed is generally frowned upon as mismanagement from an accounting business perspective. It was nearly impossible to keep school boards from cheating, buying, and manipulating parents. And it was just as difficult to direct parents away from abusing the funds before this ridiculous arrangement was made. How on earth is this an improvement? Only a politician could have agreed to a 25% margin of error, and only someone disconnected from having to administer such complexities could have proposed it. Indeed, has AHEA not been crisscrossing the province in search of financial support? Could it be that it has only been accounting for 75% of its funds? Not a good place to take accounting lessons from, I'm afraid.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomont.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.